Foundation. But you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
I think JW told me the other day that Reverend Stanley's getting more pissed off because what I said about myself is now coming true. I wanted to play that on the show, but I realized, oh, JW said it, and I didn't tape it. Reverend Stang more and more flabbergasted that what I claimed about myself is coming true? Is he perceiving that?
You are the antagonist of the enigma that he's trying to, with all his forthrightness, overcome.
He's trying to understand the enigma.
How in the world could someone as ridiculous as yourself stay long enough to be able to say the things you say about him and get away with it?
Okay, I think I heard in the distance his machine go off.
Understand to come back. Okay, here we go.
Well, there it is, Doug. That's your appraisal by the central scrutinizer, and we got some more coming. Okay, so now I got to find the next part.
Hello, you have reached the correct number, the Subgenius Foundation, but you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
The reason Stang hates you is because you have the ability and capacity to create that which is not, from the sheerness that of what you think you may want to see, engage, have, do, be, or run. And you don't even care. And that's what's so ridiculous. You have the entire world and you don't even notice.
Okay, let's...
It's 8:30 tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. Okay, so very good. Thank you, Ann. So keep on questioning,
darling. What are you going to do? Keep on questioning. Stop. Don't you ever ask another question the rest of your days. Well, fuck, what? Like that, we really convinced somebody now. We're all good to go now. We got that all settled. Here's all the secrets to everything it is. So you have no more questions. You don't want to live in a world where you don't have any questions. That's all.
Oh, good. All right.
Okay, we didn't disconnect from that. Okay, I got one more part.
Hello, you have reached the correct number, the Subgenius Foundation, but you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
We know what happened to Reverend Stang. It wasn't that big a deal. He was just a little nothing anyway. I don't know why y'all still talking about that ridiculous little sot. But then it goes on and on and on, and then you come back just like CERN. That was the same gimme, funniest thing you ever laughed, fall down laughing, and then all of a sudden we made it real. Ta-da. Because that realness is a realness you can use.
Awesome.
That realness is a realness that you can use. Borrow trouble, Bob, if you can't make your own trouble.
Okay, so now we're talking about what's it, Joan? Was it continuing the same topic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I got that.
What?
Okay, here we go. Okay, Ian goes, what it provides when...
Okay, so that's the fun we're having here, Doug. We'll be broadcasting occasionally reports for your mental stability. All right, so we did that. I think that's it. Mission accomplished. I don't see any. Oh, there's another part. Sorry, guys. There's more on Reverend Stang. Okay, so that's at 55:46.
Have reached the correct number, the Subgenius Foundation, but you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
He tried to apply it, but then I'll wait a minute, I can't say I hate Reverend Stang. I don't even know who the fuck Reverend Stang is. Well, in order to love Bob, you have to hate Reverend Stang. I mean, that's kind of a given, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I don't understand.
Okay, back to where we were.
Well, I don't understand. It's just understandable.
Right. Now, the
is that
RNA...
understandable?
Right. The... Understandable. I think.
So that was Ion explaining the depression Wayne Dyer got into about having to listen to me, Doug, and he couldn't bring himself to hating you, I guess. It was a confusing thing. Not that it was required, but that's what that last item was about. So we thank you for your attention.